it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
Where do you think Jim Harbaugh ends up? Because it does kind of sound like he is, whether he's intentionally maneuvering himself this way or simply he has been maneuvered this way, he is being seen as maybe the, you know, head coaching candidate to have this offseason. And unusually, when it comes to coaches coming from the college ranks, this is a guy with proven experience at both levels of success, right? He's not just an amazing college coach that hasn't had the NFL success. He's been good at both levels and is therefore, I'm assuming, seen as a far safer prospect than some other kind of college superstar names to put themselves in the NFL sphere.
Look, if he doesn't go to the NFL now, I think he will coach Michigan for a couple more years and then retire. Like, I think he'll be done, which is kind of hard, which is hard to believe because the Harbaugh family is just, I mean, it's based around football. But he was successful at Stanford, got to coach Andrew Luck, was successful with the 49ers, made it to a Super Bowl, almost won a Super Bowl. It goes back to Michigan, the place that he and his family just have so much history with, and he just won a perfect season national championship with them. If he is going to make the jump to the NFL, it's going to be this year. And I feel like he is, because I do still feel like Harbaugh has plenty left in the tank when it comes to how many years he is going to coach. And for that reason, yes, I think that he's going to make the jump. I don't exactly know where it's going to be. I think certainly the Chargers job is intriguing because Justin Herbert's there. You already have the quarterback. But I think Washington could also be intriguing because you're going to have a quarterback option at number two. New England kind of makes sense when you think of, all right, who might Robert Kraft might be into? Because if you're going to move on from Bill Belichick, you can't just move on from Bill Belichick for like nobody. And so it feels as though name recognition, pedigree, and the fact that they're going to be getting a new quarterback as well, that also lines up well with Jim Harbaugh. I cannot see him in Carolina at all. I do not think that him and Tepper are going to mesh. That would be wild if he ends up going to the Carolina Panthers. And then for the Raiders, I could see that one happening. It's just not, it's not as advantageous as the other spots. You know, I see the report that's on there right now that there's mutual interest. I wonder if that mutual interest is more of just he's letting everyone know that he's interested in the NFL again, more than like, yeah, that's his top pick. So yeah. I would still say the Chargers and the Commanders would be the best two spots for him. But what do you think about it?
I feel like he's an interesting candidate or coach because I feel like he actually places value in the story, like the narrative. I think the concept of kind of rebuilding something is quite important to Harbaugh. So that rules out a team like Carolina because they've never really had any history to rebuild, right? It rules out the Chargers, I would imagine, for slightly different reasons. I mean, they do have history, but you're going back a long time, and it was never really sort of institutional NFL history, more AFL and blah, blah, blah. I think that starts to focus you on Washington, on the Raiders. And I don't think the Patriots thing is intriguing, but you don't want to be the guy that follows Belichick.
Yeah, but Jim might.
I
right?
doubt it.
If there's any coach that would be like, yeah, I'm the next storied coach for this storied franchise.
I just
think you'd want to be that.
I think you almost never want to be the guy that follows a legend, even if the legend's tenure went badly, because I just think inevitably, if you're not able to immediately put it back the way it was at its peak, you get seen in very, very bad light.
I agree with you completely that it's a tough situation to go to. But of all of the head coaching candidates that we talk about on these shows, who's the one who might want that position the most?
Vrabel.
Not saying that they want it a lot. Vrabel. Yeah, okay. To be fair, I didn't believe that Mike Vrabel was going anywhere until like 2 days ago when all that stuff started to come out. And I was like, how are the Tennessee Titans even doing this? But I suppose that you're right. Vrabel would be number one on that
list.
I think Harbaugh is number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet on anything, $5. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every single game, where you can get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PFF. So you can go check out Monday Night Football tonight. You got Niners, you got the Vikings. You can go do it right now. If you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in aunt. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
The other element about Harbaugh, though, is it's going to cost a lot of money to make it happen. I mean, he's on like $8 million a year or something in Michigan, right? So if...
Yeah, but when did he sign that like ultimatum deal?
I don't know. But my point being, like, you can't... You're going to have to make him the best paid coach in the NFL to make this happen. And are the Chargers the team that's going to make that happen? I mean, there's nothing in their history that says that's a likely outcome from them. Like, Mark Davis... Sure, maybe. I mean, he gave John Gruden the monster contract to make that happen. We've no idea about the other teams. Like, Josh Harris is brand new to this. David Tepper is pretty brand new to this. I would imagine he would, but I agree. I think that's the least likely. Kraft, who knows? I mean, I imagine Bill Belichick has been pretty well paid over the last few years. So you sort of simply thin out the field a little bit with that, you know, knowledge that whoever is getting Harbaugh is going to be making him the best paid coach in the NFL from day one, in addition to probably needing to appeal to some sort of sense of history and storyline for Harbaugh to be interested in the first place. Like, you know, would Arthur Blank do that for the Falcons? I doubt it.
Trying to look up his contract, because I actually think this might be more plausible than you were hinting at, because now this is Wikipedia. I'm just trying to do like a quick search here. Wikipedia says that he signed a 4-year contract extension through 2025, all the way back in 2021. And I don't see that he signed a contract since.
No. But my point is, he's already earning $8 million a year. So that's your starting baseline.
Sure. You know, I thought you were kind of talking about like the buyout.
No. So apparently,
are big things. Obviously,
I saw
in
a thing.
Football.
No. I saw a thing yesterday that said even during the contract, the buyout was like $1 million or something. Like, it was
yeah,
him.
Okay.
Like, he could buy out his own deal for $1 million to go to the NFL.
But I don't know. Which teams did you say that wouldn't be willing to pay that?
I don't know if Atlanta would automatically want to make their coach the best paid coach in the NFL. I'm not saying Arthur Blank doesn't have the checkbook to make it happen, but they don't feel like that kind of team. Whereas billionaire, like, what, you know, David Tepper absolutely would do that if he thought he could get Harbaugh. Davis, I think, has already shown he would with John Gruden. You know, the Chargers, I don't think would.
No, that's I agree with you. That would be an area where I would kind of push back on that. I would say that the Chargers, for as much as people like the Herbert Harbaugh connection, do they immediately want to make Harbaugh the highest paid coach? And you know what? Who knows? Maybe it's unanimous, right? Maybe it's he's coming off a 15-0 national championship season. Honestly, if they wouldn't have choked against against TCU last year. They would have made the national championship the previous season. So clearly a massive team builder. Maybe everybody would be interested even at the higher price tag, because maybe people are fooled. We, the American consumer, are sometimes fooled by like, oh, okay, here are two products. One of them's $110. One of them's $200. Well, the $200 one's got to be nicer, right? It's got to be better. We got to check out the $200 one, because I don't want to bargain shop here. Maybe owners feel the same way. Maybe owners are looking at these head coaches and they go, well, okay, Harbaugh's more expensive, but there's a reason why he's more expensive, because we're for sure, you know, if we land him, it's all gravy, it's all smooth sailing. So maybe owners start to suffer from some modern day consumerism there.
I saw a breakdown of his contract somewhere on Twitter yesterday, and I'm always fascinated with extremely rich people and how granular and petty they are willing to be with certain like monetary exchanges. You know, like, hey, make sure I get this expensed back, right? I got to get my coffee back, even though I'm worth like $17 million right now. There's in some ways, very rich millionaires or billionaires are way more focused on the pennies than I am, who has no money, which you could say there's a cause or effect thing happening there.
Maybe I would have
a lot more money if I was focused on getting the $5 coffee back into my account. But anyway,
you're gonna start just becoming ruthless. You and I are gonna go to the combine, and you're gonna be like, "Hey, brother, yeah, can you Venmo me the 1266 and make sure you throw the 66 in there for your Chipotle order that I ordered?"
I know that this is actually discounted when I paid, but the sticker price for this is 17 cents.
Oh,
more.
Now that's I'm gonna need
the full sticker price back.
That's diabolical.
Anyway, part of his contract apparently included an apparel budget of $4,000 a year to spend on Michigan merchandise. So this is a man with a contract that's paying him $8.3 million a year, and yet was still focused on getting $4,000 worth of Michigan swag at each calendar year. That, I'm endlessly fascinated by that. I'm sure, like, who knows? Maybe this is just the agent and Harbaugh doesn't even know about it until the guy comes to him later and says, here's your deal. But the idea that a guy getting $8.5 million a year would actually like, hey, make sure you tell him I need $4,000 worth of budget to go and buy like the same khaki pants and a Michigan polo 50 times.